following information is not information that you will want to hear, but we all need to hear. It is meant to be distributed as an MP3 to be played across the internet, radio stations across the world, for the pursuit of life, liberty, happiness, and justice for all. This emergency broadcast message is brought to you by Eric Rainbolt of Austin, Texas, the literature terrorist at mail.com, webmaster of 911exposed.com. Fellow Americans and brothers and sisters around the world, you now live in a fascist homeland dictatorship. Now you are all terrorists for two big reasons. Please let me explain. Number one, the first reason comes to you from your horrible and rapidly rottening government. Your government out of Washington, D.C. now defines all of you as potential terrorists in a multitude of ways. In Patriot Act number one, and now, recently, Patriot Act number two. The names of those bills are outright lies themselves. It is way too long of a list to type or read here. Section 102 of this newly passed bill defines me, Eric Rainbolt, 33-year-old freedom lover, writer, and software programmer from Austin, Texas, as a terrorist because I collect news articles off the internet to present to you. You are now a terrorist if you speak out against this fascist government regime to try and alert the rest of the people of the world before it is all over. America, you are almost finished otherwise. They now have all the unconstitutional legislation to come after anyone they want, no matter who or where you are. Number two, the second reason why you are all now terrorists comes from this writer himself. The fact that the great majority of you have and are doing almost absolutely nothing about this except getting annoyed or scared and or running behind and supporting your Führer who just stole this election from you. That is what the Germans called Adolf Hitler, their Führer. Here, though, billboards are going up with the English version, quote, our leader, end quote, on it. You all reject the formation of a world government as some wild nutcase conspiracy theory, as you are all told to do. How horrid. What a bunch of terrorists against those who love the truth you are. All you blind false patriots think your country is so great, and leave it at that without another thought. Since most every other person in the world now openly hates Americans and its government for its past and recent ongoing war crimes, namely the invasion of Iraq and the wholesale slaughter of its innocent citizens, perpetually, just how is it so great anymore? You possess false, privately printed paper money with satanic symbols on it in your pockets. You have false patriotism due to the lies and war propaganda you are fed on television each night. And you are given a false vision of the future. How is it so great people. Don't you get it? It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. This government kills its own innocent citizenry in outrageous acts of terrorism that it helps along to get the new war machine in gear, then covers up all their involvement, deceptions, and crimes in the controlled media, which the rich international bankers, many of them foreign, own outright. The ultra-wealthy in this world are the propaganda pimps, and the friendly-looking faces you see on TV are their media whores. Under contract, they openly lie to you and do it again the next day until everything is covered up and all but forgotten about. None of you ever get the truth or a fair shake from your government anymore. You just continue on in a daze. Month after month, week after week, day after day, flipping from being a Republican to being a Democrat, or perhaps vice versa. Get a grip, people. You have been manipulated in large numbers, in a huge way, through your televisions, all the corporately owned channels included. You think you are patriotic by backing your pure Bush, creating a false fever pitch degree of patriotism in the citizenry is the last resort of scoundrels. Ask Nero of Rome. Ask Caesar. Read a book about it. Before I forget, ask Hitler. You can get books on the New World Order at Amazon.com. Or visit Infowars.com, PropagandaMatrix.com out of the UK, 911Exposed.com, Reopen911.org, APFN, the American Patriots Friends Network.org, and an array of others, all saying the same thing. Your government attacked you, so you got scared and mad and would not object to going along with their plans to attack innocent people around the world for their profit and the plans of the ruling elite, getting conditioned to it and acclimated to wars, the concentration camps in Guantanamo Bay, children dying, women dying in mass graves. How horrible, people. Yes, the house of Rothschild and the Rockefeller sit atop a nearly $300 trillion money monopoly cartel. And they are your hidden governors. Your government does not work for you people. They work for the ultra-wealthy ruling class. Some of them who used to call themselves the Illuminati. When terror strikes here, the White House and CIA already know beforehand. Beforehand. Sad but true. America. America wasn't attacked by foreigners, folks. The truth is the White House, CIA, FBI, and military primarily, and all the rest of the corrupt three-letter divisions of your government, all quietly complied in, attacking you and your friends on September 11, 2001. They did this to scare and weaken you, and to get you behind a new war. They made it seem like Osama and his cohorts all managed from some cave in Afghanistan. And most of you fell for it and still believe they're alive today. Over and over again, you were force-fed it. The imagery. The towers. Osama's face. The towers. Osama. You ate it like cows and sheep grazing in a field. Soon it will be your time to visit the slaughterhouse as well, because you went and still go along with it. You've been tricked into going into global war for the third time, people, while the rich get vastly richer from it each time, selling all those bombs, seizing all that oil, while closing on your properties in a recessed economy war creates. War is not good for an economy. The opposite, which they tell you, is a lie. Sure, wars get people fired up, but it drains just as much resources or more. And how much is the price tag on a single human life? Just because America prospered again after World War II and won, doesn't mean that it'll happen after this New World War. Who actually chooses what happens next? The international bankers do. Not you, folks. They control most everything, and you control hardly nothing. None of you hardly get along anymore, in fact. Neighbors, and they love it, they love that. Neighbors are in the habit of ignoring each other. Do I need to say more? None of them send their children to fight their wars. No congressmen, so why should you? They are also launching wars today and tomorrow for their plans for a new world order. I have a clip of George Bush calling for this on September 11th, 1990, exactly 11 years prior to the date of the disaster. You bet he was behind it. You bet, folks. They love the number 11, too, in their Masonic and Satanic numerology. Their calling card for terror. 9 + 1 + 1 = 11. The perfect 11 date, so you can look for more 11 numbers in the dates of terrorism to happen in the future. All the conspirators who knew Americans and the rest of the world were lied to want a piece of this new world order. They are placing their bets, going with the strong men, the liars, the winners of the past, the filthy elite commanding the show today. The average middle class person at the end of these series of wars will have none of their new world. Instead, they plan to have most of you dead, so their banks can have everything you have, so their corporations can have everything you have, and so that you can have not what they have. The new world order isn't going to be constitutional like our government used to be. It's going to be communist. There'll be no freedom of religion either. Surely not freedom of speech. There will only be one religion acceptable to them. Your children would have to take a pledge to Lucifer to be able to live in their new world, a false god. If you don't rise up all together, like from church pews, all at once, and reestablish a constitutional government again, a republic for all, you and your children are clearly doomed to either death or being a microchipped economic slave of their all-seeing eye, Big Brother, police state, New World. Have you not read 1984 since you were a kid, when you were given some truth? You think that's only for kids to read and forget about, like it was fiction? George Orwell tried to warn us of what was happening. He was already living within the system when he wrote that in the early 1940s. I don't say this to scare any of you. I don't put my own life on the line typing this up out of sheer frustration. But as a last ditch chance to bring you the truth so that you may all rise up and act like a bunch of sane adults. You won't get this news from your government or the TV. Get it? It will only be finally delivered to you otherwise when you are being dragged out of your home, forcefully vaccinated with diseases and or poison, or shot at point blank by foreign UN soldiers being paid by the global regime, or shipped in trailers or rail cars to concentration camps. They are now getting ready for you. Look it up, blind man, woman. It is all coming that quickly. Nothing can stop it besides all or the most of you. Look up this information. It's all over the internet. Before they implement their internet number two, that is. Start at Infowars.com. Look up the New World Order on Google.com or another search engine. We must have an armed revolt. We must draft our boys and girls back on the side of the people. We must bring our boys and girls home. They must start coming home right now, before foreign soldiers are brought here to take care of us. For the sake of Jesus Christ in heaven, learn the truth, people. Stage a massive revolt after the holidays in January before this dictator and this entire regime is re-inaugurated. Quit your jobs. Stop paying the banks. Get together. Fight for your rights. After a revolution, your house and car will be yours debt-free, as the banking institutions will be brought down to the ground from their ivory towers. Don't let these corporations constantly trick you beforehand and enslave your mind, your time, your energies. It's time to raid the national news television stations in massive numbers. Quit being told how it is. Start telling them how it's going to be. It's time to stand up, American middle class. You have suffered their abuses too long. Now their plan is to screen all of you, starting with your children, while they're at school, first, for mental disorders. They're going to be asking your children all sorts of private questions about all their parents. Have your daddy or mommy ever smoked something that smelled funny? Do they have guns? Then they're going to screen all the adults and take tissue and DNA and drug testing too. They named this the Freedom Initiative. How's that for a slap across your own faces? The biggest mental disorder existing is in the people who think George W. Bush is representing their interest, or has done a good job. The truth is, he is a tyrant of biblical proportions, worse than Adolf Hitler, leading the path for a worldwide revolution for the international bankers who hijacked America's economy with the fake Federal Reserve the year before World War I was triggered, called The Bible will even tell you this as we approach the time where the world government is going to try and form rapidly. How long did it take the Germans to wake up, beg the rest of the world for help and mercy, America? All of you are going to need it. Be not proud of your horrible government and otherwise cowardly and selfish ways of your fellow countrymen and women. If I, Eric Reinbold, am killed because I wrote this speech to all of you, posted it for everyone's eyes on the internet, read it into a little digital recorder, be turned into an MP3 for you all to hear across the internet, please let this speech be remembered as to continue to encourage resistance to this giant-sized evil. In that case, let them come and get me, so I can be used as a blood sacrifice for you. And so, all of you will start to take notice, including you. We are not the revolutionaries. The government itself wants to overthrow America for a world government. They are the revolutionaries. We are the counter-revolutionaries, wishing to restore order and peace and truth for the world. Please stand up and quickly organize. Storm the Capitol buildings, press, and media offices in every city the morning of the inauguration, especially New York and Washington, D.C. Please stand up to this tyrannical government and their hidden controllers and the terrible plan that they all have in mind for you, this very real plan, as they do exist. Do what is right, and do it together. Fight evil, and throw the beast back into hell, for everyone's sake, and especially the sake of your children. Have Alex Jones of Austin, Texas, select your next voice in government. If Alex would like him, he must be good. Amen. Yours in solidarity, liberty, and truth. Eric Reinbold, Austin, Texas. info@911expose.com. I can be written care of Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please spread this message around the world and take back this country, our rights, our constitutions, our freedoms, our dignity. For you and the rest of the world, we all must work together and unite and depend on each other.
Hello, here. Great. If we can look at the big picture, can you tell us, people in this room, any information that you may have of an international and deceptive conspiracy to overthrow the American Republic and its constitutional bill of rights in order to set up an totalitarian world government
amounts of people aren't organized quickly enough for the 20th of January, the inauguration, then it's recommended by this writer that every 20th of every month subsequently would be used to stage increasingly larger and massive protests until this country is won back and peace is restored for the whole world. For the ardent disbeliever that the American government is indeed this corrupt, a book has been made available that details the long history of the financial buildup through deception of the New World Order. The book is entitled The Untruth of the World. It is available by searching the internet for the author's name, Eric Rainbolt, RAINBOWLT, at various indie media, INDYMEDIA.org, sites around the world. Chapter 2 of this book was taken from The Money Masters at themoneymasters.com. Please research the true history of our government, and please spread the word to others through this 222-page, no charge to them.